shouted out and never tried to sing. Wondering if I'd done wrong. Will this depression last for long? Won't you tell me, where have all the good times gone? Where have all the good times gone?
Well, once we had an easy ride and always felt the same. Time was on my side and I had everything to gain. Let it be like yesterday. Please let me have a happy day.
Won't you tell me, where have all the good times gone? Where have all the good times gone?
Mom, Pa, look back on all the things they used to do. Didn't have no money and they always told the truth. Daddy didn't have no toys. But Mommy didn't need no boys.
Won't you tell me?
So much easier today. Guess you need some bringing down and get your feet back on the ground.
Won't you tell me, where have all the good times gone? Where have all the good times gone? Where have all the good times gone?
That's it for the show. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good week. See ya. This is Echo? WRCT Pittsburgh. Later. WRCT Pittsburgh.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
Thank you. to give it, and the answer it feels even further away. It's you. Yes, it feels all the air of importance I once carried. Walking over clouds, oh. Now I see wind eyes on warm summer nights like I can't sleep. I'm leaning back in the open door, which long I stay.
Repeat and do what we do when we're there. these doors for locking? Have you got the key? In my leisure suite, hang up your jacket, undo my back zip. Up the moment we woke up in my leisure suite.
I am a nurse, but I'm also a sister and a daughter. That's why I got the COVID-19 vaccine. It's effective against the spread of the virus and rigorously tested. If you have questions, find out more.
Visit aha.org/vaccine. A message from the American Hospital Association.
Shaving on my eyelash. music for your inner robot.
This is a story so sorry. On his stone, sunk in too deep, run out of air, lung full of heavy, it's feeling
nicht vor, sie gehören nicht an. wie Schultern deiner reichen Puppe und Frösche und Kröten gehören nicht in die Suppe.
Tiere würden sowas niemals tun. Singen, zwingen. Kein Schwein dich mästen, in den Schlachthof sperren, auf den Haken hängen und deine Haut abzerren. Tiere male sind Wale.
Ten English pounds and this heart. fence about the COVID vaccines?
Aren't there side effects?
Some people have a strong reaction, but the symptoms are less severe than actually getting COVID-19. Ask questions. Get the facts.
Visit aha.org/vaccine. A message from the American Hospital Association.
Thank you.
nuclear holocaust. It's a very serious problem, and one that faces all of us. Fortunately, here at WRCT Pittsburgh, we broadcast from a steel-reinforced concrete basement. So we'll be playing music long after your sorry corpse has evaporated in a blinding flash of light and heat. I hope this thought comforts you. WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Now and forever.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the David Pakman Show. I'm producer Pat Ford, filling in once again for David today as he is traveling up north in Canada. But fear not, because David will be back with us at the end of the week. So let's jump into some stories. Donald Trump is taking a huge political risk and demanding that the full unredacted affidavit that led to his search of his Mar-a-Lago home get released to the public because he believes that it's going to vindicate him. And the judge in the case, Bruce Reinhart, actually may decide to call his bluff on this. The affidavit, of course, was the evidence that was used to convince Reinhart that there was probable cause to conduct the search warrant at Mar-a-Lago. Trump's spokesperson Taylor Budowich said about it, quote, "President Trump has made his view clear that the American people should be permitted to see the unredacted affidavit related to the raid and break-in of his home." And Trump himself made the same call on Truth Social, aka Truth Central, posting, "There is no way to justify the unannounced raid of Mar-a-Lago, the home of the 45th president of the United States, who got more votes, by the way, than any sitting president in the history of our country." Not more votes than Joe Biden, by the way. "By a very large number of gun-toting FBI agents and the Department of Justice, but in the interest of transparency, I call for the immediate release of the completely unredacted affidavit pertaining to this horrible and shocking break-in. Also, the judge on the case should recuse." Now, what exactly should Judge Bruce Reinhart recuse himself for? Nobody knows, and will Donald Trump ever articulate why he should recuse himself? Probably not, but it's just something you throw out there, I guess. Judge Reinhart is actually open to the idea of releasing the affidavit, with some of the appropriate redactions included, the specifics of which are going to be recommended to him by next Thursday. But the Trump team, it's not good enough for them. They want the full affidavit without any redactions released to the public, which really should be no surprise to us all, because clearly Trump and his team are not too careful about how they handle sensitive information, which is exactly why he's in this mess to begin with, right? That's exactly why he decided to bring those documents with him down to Mar-a-Lago and put them in the basement. Redactions would probably include cutting out some of the names of the people involved in the investigation of the former president, and they're totally fine at the Trump team just saying, "Oh, don't cut out those names, don't cut out the very classified stuff that you don't want released to the public, because we don't care if people get put in harm's way over this." Now, the call to release the affidavit does seem to be a little bit risky to Trump, because it could reveal the communications between the Trump team and the DOJ ahead of the raid, which is when they asked him for specific documents. And if this comes out, this could totally debunk the claim that Trump has been making